My husband comes downstairs and sits on his chair, his recliner, for like the first time in months. Literally, okay. The first time in months. And he goes, Lee, can you get me a blankie? Okay. Like nothing unusual.
Yeah.
It's a little cold. He calls it a blankie.
That's cute.
So, get him the blankie. 5 minutes later, Lee, I'm really cold. Get me another one. And I'm like, okay.
Hey everybody, welcome back to What's Up Cuz. I am your co-host Eric Aspira.
And I'm Lisa Velastro.
And we are back with another great episode for you guys this week. Thank you so much for sending us your questions. If you want to send us a question, email us at whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So, as always, what's new, Lisa? What is the latest update on the family?
The latest update on the family is that we got on the COVID train.
It happened.
It happens.
You can't avoid it.
You know, we were so good for 2 years. 2 years we avoided it.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny part is? I didn't catch it. I mean, I caught it, but I didn't catch it. I wasn't the super spreader. Let's put it that way. I was not the super spreader, and neither were my children.
Okay.
So who does that leave?
Mr. Buddy Velastro. Uh-huh.
You
the
got
boss.
It.
That's who it leaves.
You got it. Uh-huh. So, you know, funny story. You know, we were working really, really hard for the holidays, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys know that. And I ended up finishing my last day of work the Wednesday before Christmas because, you know, usually the family comes over my house for Christmas Day. So I needed to go do the food shopping. Prepare.
Yeah.
So, you know, 3 days before, start the process. Now, as a family, now mind you, our family is like 35 people. That's mm-hmm. our immediate family. We decided that everyone was going to take a home test Christmas morning, make sure everyone was negative before they all came to my house. That was the plan. We all had home tests.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I finished work. So, Wednesday is my first day off in months. I'm exhausted, but my mind is I got to go food shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I had made a menu up, you know, really simple this year because I was just so tired.
I was going to say, I've seen the past years and it's like how many trays of food?
All
it's
right,
a lot.
Well, when I say simple, there was maybe 18 trays of food instead of 25.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, it's still Christmas.
It's just, it's a lot for one person. It's impressive, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I do have one helper that helps me. Mm-hmm. Me and her have been doing it for years together and she's like my sous chef, I guess you could say. So between me and her, we could put out a lot of food together.
Okay.
So that's Wednesday. So I go do all the food shopping. Now my refrigerators are stocked because mm-hmm. now come Thursday, I got to start prepping.
Right.
So Thursday comes and still we're all on the same schedule. Everyone's going to take a COVID test on, you know, Saturday morning. Prepare a few things on Thursday. I had made some beef Wellingtons, had made Fritellis, you know, that's our traditional thing that we make every year that
we
are stuffed with mozzarella.
They're the best.
What else did I make? Fritellis, beef Wellingtons. Oh, I had made rice balls.
Oh,
prepared
that's
rice balls. Mm. So, you know, I had those three items done for Christmas. And it's now like, I don't know, 5 or 6-ish. My husband comes home from work. Mind you, my boys were working too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they all come home, shower. My husband comes downstairs and sits on his chair, his recliner, for like the first time in months. Literally, the first time in months. And he goes, Lee, can you get me a blankie? Okay. Like nothing unusual.
Yeah.
It's a little cold. He calls it a blankie.
It's cute.
So, get him the blankie. 5 minutes later, Lee, I'm really cold. Get me another one. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And now if you know my husband, he's really not like a complainer. Like he tries to be like, he calls it, he's got tiger blood. That's the thing. He's got tiger blood. So after he asked me for a blanket the third time, I said, do you feel okay? He's like, I'm just really cold. I'm really cold. And I'm like, I'm going to check your temperature.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't say chills. He just said, I'm
he's
cold.
Like, I'm just really cold.
Ugh.
Mind you, he had sweatshirt on, socks, three blankets. I'm like, something's up here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, please no, please no.
Yeah.
Now, coincidentally, I forgot to tell you this part. Coincidentally, I had gotten a company to come to my house Thursday night at 9:30 to give the whole family PCR tests. Mm-hmm. Just to be safe.
Right.
You know, my daughter had gotten home from college. I knew we were taking a home test, you know, Christmas morning, but I wanted a PCR test for everybody. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, they were coming at 9:30 Thursday mm-hmm. night. So I checked my husband's temperature. It's 102.4. And I'm like,
holy crap. We'll say
holy crap. You got a fever. Now, I don't even remember the last time my husband had a fever.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't even remember. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I got to call the family. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we can't have Christmas here. He's got a fever.
Yeah.
Company comes, gives everybody a PCR test. Mind you, everyone else feels fine. You know, but again, at this point, we don't know if he has COVID. We don't know. You know, the flu's going around too. Mm-hmm. So got the PCR test. We got our results literally like 2 hours later. And my husband's positive. Marco is positive. Mm. But at this point has no symptoms. And everyone else is negative. So we quarantine my husband and Marco in the rooms. Mm-hmm. But mind you, at this point, we've all been exposed. I mean,
right.
You know. But we're going to try.
It's hard to live with anyone and not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you know my husband, how long do you think he really quarantined in his room?
Oh, not long. He's as extroverted as they come.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now, but Marco feels fine at this point. Mm-hmm. The next day in the afternoon, Marco gets a fever. You know, the first two was Buddy and Marco. And Christmas morning now, and mind you, we're all taking home tests every day. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me how I found home tests because they were hard to come across, but I found them in every different brand I just bought them.
Yeah.
Because I'm a family of six. Mm-hmm. And if one goes down and somebody else doesn't, I need to keep testing those people.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what we did. And so Christmas morning, Marco's out. Marco has a fever. Like he's not even opening his gifts. We all tested. And obviously, you know, Buddy and Marco was still positive. Mm-hmm. Little Buddy test positive.
Oh, really? And he has no signs?
No signs whatsoever.
Feels fine.
Feels totally fine.
Oh, man.
So now I got three people with COVID positive. Yeah. So what do? I had the company come back to my house because now I want PCR tests all over again for everybody. Yeah. I want confirmations. I want to know where I stand at this point.
Right.
So they come and do the PCR tests on Sunday morning. And obviously, again, Buddy and Marco test positive. Little Buddy test negative. Hmm. But he took three home tests that day and they were all positive.
Oh.
So I'm like, you got COVID. I said, I don't care what the PCR test says. If one of these tests says you're positive, you're positive.
Right.
Maybe, you know, they're not sticking the swab up your nose too far. Maybe they're not getting what they have to get.
Yeah.
You're positive.
Yeah, three. I know a lot of people playing the odds, but the at-home tests. They'll take three and they'll be like, two are positive, so.
Well, you know, because he was so like not convinced, he was taking tests every single day and multiple tests every single day. Every single one was positive.
Really?
So what did I do? Got the people to come back again two days later to test everybody. Mm-hmm. My son was still negative on a PCR. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, what? I don't get it. And meanwhile, they, you know, the schools, everyone wants your PCR result. They don't want your antigen result. But meanwhile, the antigen is telling me that my son's positive.
Right.
And the PCR is telling me that he's negative.
And still no signs, no symptoms.
Nothing.
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 Oh, yeah. That's
very, very weird. But let's rewind because I forgot to tell you about me.
Okay.
So now it's Sunday night and, you know, the boys are quarantining in their quarters.
Yeah.
Carlo and Sophia at this point are quarantining in her room. Mm-hmm. Like, they really don't want to catch this. And I'm just sitting on the couch in the family room and all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock at night. And I'm like, my back hurts. Now, I don't have back issues. Thank God. No back issues. Uh-huh. It was a weird back pain. And I said, you know what? Let me go take a home test. Even though I took one that morning and it was negative. Mm-hmm. Took a home test and there was a faint line. Mm. Now, whether it's faint, whether it's dark, a line is a line.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, the time we're living in is almost like everyone's taking pregnancy tests.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Like a faint line, you wouldn't be like, let's leave it to chance.
No, no. A line's a line.
Yeah, line's a line.
So I'm like, great. Listen, I expected it. I'm the one taking care of everybody. I expected it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I didn't. Do I wish I didn't? Yeah, because I was scheduled to get a booster shot that Monday.
Oh, really?
Me and my daughter were both on the schedule. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we didn't do it prior was because A, she was away at college and right. I wanted her to be home. And B, I was working for 2 months straight and I couldn't afford to get a reaction or, you know, I couldn't go out. So I booked it for the Monday after the holiday. So what do? You're going to laugh. So I'm like, well, I guess I don't have to quarantine for my husband if I'm positive.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping, you know, basically on the damn couch. So what did I do? I went into my bed and I fell asleep.
Yeah.
The next morning, I hear him get up and he looks over. He's like, what the hell are you doing in here? I'm like, I got COVID. Thank you. So then he rolls over and hugs me, goes, oh, I don't have to be by myself anymore.
I was going to say, I was like, I bet part of him was happy.
Yeah. Oh, he was so happy. Are you kidding me? Because now, you know, we're watching movies together because he was literally by himself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once in a while, my boys would come hang with him, but they don't want to watch what he's watching. They want to, you know, play their video games, you know, do their own thing.
Yeah.
He was so freaking happy. Yeah. So we quarantined together. You obviously know that we were by ourselves for Christmas, by ourselves for New Year's. I mean, literally, like, we saw the ball drop by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the worst holiday ever spent.
Yeah.
It was just so lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we are thinking that last year was so lonely because we didn't really get together with anyone. But I think we got together with, like, two families, but nothing major. This year was by far the worst.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that whatever their travel plan was to, like, go home, someone gets COVID and then nobody can go anywhere.
Yeah, well, we were supposed to get on an airplane December 27th and spend New Year's in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds nice.
How do you think that went? How do you think that went?
I'm sure you're bummed about that. Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know, I'm just so tired of talking about COVID. You know, I'm just so tired of hearing it. I just, like, when is it going to end?
Yeah.
That's the point I'm at.
Yeah. And everyone talks. I've seen so many jokes of people talking about, like, the CDC just, like, just changing the rules.
Oh, now. My God.
Especially for people to, like, go back to work.
What a joke.
Yeah.
Come on. What a joke.
Yeah. Like, you know that movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes.
There, I saw this joke that was like, the CDC says you can now lose a guy in 5 days. Like, everyone keeps finding puns like that. And it's, like, it's funny. You laugh. But I feel real bad. For anyone, especially that works in restaurant industry, because they're already understaffed.
Mm-hmm.
And with this new, you know, wave, they're all just like, yeah, well, we have to go to work. Also, it's our busy season. It's where we make the most money. And they're like, every day I go to work, just like, well, maybe I'm going to catch COVID today, maybe tomorrow. Like,
well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This new variant, I don't think anyone's hiding from it.
No.
Like, no one is hiding from it, no matter what.
No.
So I was calling restaurants for food and they had to they were closed for a whole week because they had to shut down because their restaurants got wiped out with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We actually shut our factory down for a whole week.
Really?
Because we had a wave of COVID in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how my husband caught it.
Yeah.
And we shut it down. We had a special company come in and sanitize the whole place.
Yeah, you have to.
We actually even added special filtration systems in the units too. Because, you know, we want people to feel safe too.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, we shut down for a full week. And it was an unexpected vacation for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But a lot of people enjoyed it because they had the week between Christmas and New Year's off.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to like feel like you're back in school and you're like, oh. I just get this week off.
I know.
Week off and no work.
I know. So, yeah, what can I tell you? We got on the COVID bandwagon.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad everyone's all right.
Yeah, thank God. It went through this house and no one had any severe symptoms.
Yeah, and Carlo and Sophia both.
Carlo and Sophia were negative the whole time. Sophia ended up going for her booster. And so, yeah, she's the only one boosted in this house now.
Oh, yeah. I got mine and I didn't feel like anything.
Yeah, no, she was fine. Yeah. I have to say she was fine, but, you know, I didn't want to chance it. I wanted her to be home to get it.
Oh, for sure. I did the same thing. I was going to get it before Christmas, and then I, like, had a bunch of stuff going on, and it's when you look at your couple days, and you're like, I can't risk being out for these, you know, 3 days before Christmas. You're like, all right, I'll get it after.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like anticipating and really just my arm hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that hurt too. That's it. Yeah. So I can't complain. Everything was good. I mean, you know, it was such a crappy holiday that I'm glad it's over. Mm-hmm. I want to just start fresh. I'm hoping that this stupid variant is peaking, that we could, you know, in a couple weeks, hopefully it'll really not be talked about anymore. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
But anyway, but we have time for one email today. So thank you guys again for emailing us. It's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com if you want to send us an email of one of your questions. So this first question is being a step parent. Hey, Lisa and Erica, thank you for creating the podcast. I listen every day on my drive to work and my drive home. I love all the updates. I've watched Cake Boss since it started, and I cannot believe that Sophia is in college now. My stepdaughter just asked to rewatch Cake Boss as I have the DVDs, and I can't believe how tiny the kids were.
Wow.
I'm from Canada, and I got to visit Carlos Bakery in 2014, and the cake was delicious. My stepdaughter is 8 years old, and I have been her father for 3 years. Her mother and I do not get along, and she does not get along with her dad either. My stepdaughter has recently started bringing her issues with her mom and her mom's house to us, and I do not want to overstep my boundaries, as I am not her biological parent, but I do take care of her. How should I make sure she is taken care of, but not upset her mom? Thanks.
You know, that's a tough one, because it's sad. It's sad when you hear about divorced parents that don't get along when you have children.
Yeah.
You know, that's something you have to think about when you get married and start having a family, is that no one knows what the future brings. Mm-hmm. You know, you're happy one day and you don't know what tomorrow brings with 10 months down the road or 10 years down the road. You don't know.
Right.
But you have to always realize that your child that's on this earth didn't choose to be born. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the love of you and your partner at that time.
Right.
And that's one thing that I have to say. And my husband and I have actually talked about this, believe it or not, that God forbid, you know, because listen, sometimes it comes up, you know, stupid conversations.
Right.
You know, watching a movie and, you know, and
it's like a prenup for children when you have the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one thing that I have to say that we're both on the same page with, is that we would never make our children feel like they're taking sides, because that's the worst feeling in the world. And B, I would never want to talk bad about their father, no matter if what he did to me or vice versa, what I did to him.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, we're still their parents. Mm-hmm. And they're always going to view it at a different way. Mm-hmm. So I feel bad in this situation, you know, and she's in a position that she doesn't want to overstep her boundaries, which I understand. But at the same time, I also hear that she wants to protect the child. Mm-hmm. And maybe what I would suggest is that, I know that she said in the email that the dad and the mom don't get along, but maybe they have to put their big boy and big girl pants on, mm-hmm. and sit down, the two of them, and come to an arrangement or an agreement for their child.
Right.
You know, it's time to grow up.
But do you think she should say something to both of them of like...
I think she should say something to her. Did she say she's married to him, or
she is with the father of the daughter?
I think she should definitely say something to the father.
Yeah,
obviously. But I don't think she should get involved with the mother, because the mother will turn around and say, it's none of your business.
Right.
Which she would be wrong at that point, because it is her business if she's helping to raise the child also.
Right. Or if she's coming to her being like, she's talking to me about some things, I think you should talk to her. I don't want to overstep my boundaries. That's why I'm telling you.
Exactly. Which I agree with that too. But at the same time, everyone's got to put their big boy pants on.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they're doing to the child is unfair, mm-hmm. especially 8 years old. It's a crucial age, because they understand, but they're not, their maturity level is still immature.
Right. Very much so.
So in this situation, I would tell her to talk to the dad first and see if they could have an adult conversation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, obviously I would bring it up to the attention of the parents. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see a child hurt and not do nothing about it.
Yeah. And her point of how should I make sure she's taken care of but not upset her mom. I think you're kind of just like the listener right now. Of like if she's coming to you and she might just be venting.
Yeah.
You know, but she wants to complain about something. It's like just sometimes people just need to complain. They need to just tell someone and maybe she feels mm-hmm. safe telling you just because she feels like
she's a neutral party.
Yeah, you're a neutral party, exactly. Especially if you don't, you know, discipline her at all and you really don't get mm-hmm. too involved and you make it very like, oh, you want this? Let me ask your dad. Like if that's kind of how things are run of like, I'm not making decisions. It's not my kid. Then you're kind of just like the listener and like the support. There yeah. for her is what I would think anyway.
Yeah, but you know, it's a shame. It's a tough situation. But honestly, I would just hope that the parents, the mom and dad, would really sit down like mature adults and realize that they put a child on this earth and they have to learn to get along for the mm-hmm. child.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say that's one of the best pieces of like dating advice I feel like I've ever gotten was mm-hmm. Saying like having kids with someone, it's like you're choosing to have kids with that person. So if something doesn't work out in the long run, when you're like bad mouthing, you know, the father, the mother, it's like you're bad mouthing your own decision.
Exactly.
Like it had nothing to do with the kid. They don't need to hear that. No. And, like,
and they don't realize that at that moment in time.
No.
Like they need to somehow go back in time to when they mm-hmm. were happy with that partner.
Right. Exactly. So. It's tough. It's not easy. No. So we've all been there of just a breakup and you're upset.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, if you there's yeah. a breakup of some kind and there's children involved, it just makes it harder. But
exactly.
Anyway, but hopefully, you know, things work out and everybody, I guess, can step up a little bit.
Exactly.
So thank you for emailing in. And if anybody else wants to email us a question, you can send us a question to whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. That's whatsupcuzpod@gmail.com. So thank you guys for listening and we will see you next week.
Till next time. Bye.